Perek Yod, Mishnah Gimel, Vav Metzia. Here you got this case again. It's more like the first case in the, let's say, like Rosh sets it up. You had a guy who owned a two-story house. He died and left his sons each a floor. Something like that. So there was two separate owners. That's what I want to get at here. So two separate owners in this store, in this house, and the house collapses. So in the Mishnah Aleph, we wanted to know who gets the debris. In Mishnah Gimel, it's a different question. Here it is. What happens if the top guy wants to rebuild, but the bottom guy doesn't? That's predicament here. So it says Habayis Valiyah Shel Shnayim Shnaflu. You have a two-story building owned by two separate people, two floors, and it collapses. Amar Balha Aliyah LaBal Habayis Livnos. So the guy who lives in floor two says to the guy in floor one, "Hey, rebuild your house so I can rebuild my house." Vu Ein Rotza Livnos. But the guy on the floor says, "I don't want to rebuild the house." So Haray Bal Ha'aliyah Bona Es Habayis V'Dar B'Socho. So the guy who lived up in floor 2 can rebuild floor 1 and move into floor 1 and live there. Ad She'yiten Lo Es Yitziyasav. Until the owner of, like the lien owner, the right, the guy who has the deed to floor 1, pays back the person who's rebuilt his house all his expenses. At that point, he's paid for the reconstruction. And then the ground floor guy has to move out and rebuild, you know, and go to floor 2. So yes, yeah, so that case is clear. So Tanakhama holds that the obligation is for the bottom guy to rebuild, but if he doesn't want to, then the top guy can live in the bottom guy's house, and that will continue on until the bottom guy pays for the expenses of rebuilding the house.
I think the issue with these missions, you talked about, I think it was yesterday, personal space and privacy is completely invaded.
Well, here there's no space. Here there's no, that Mishnah we already wrangled. This is a new point. There's nothing left. It's just a collapsed building site. And I want my house back on the second floor. But I can't have a house until you. I can't have a second floor until you put the first floor. But you're refusing to put the first floor. So the answer is, well, I can build a house where your first floor used to be and live there. And if you don't like it, so good. Either rebuild yourself, or it's even not that bad. Just reimburse me for the cost, and I'll start again on top of you. That would also be okay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afzed Dar B'Social Chavero, he says, on a subtle point, here are the differences. He says, listen, it's true that the guy who was in the upper story can live in the space that now is lower story, and then the lower story guy can recover his property by paying for the expenses. However, he also needs to pay. The words are more complicated. When the bottom story guy reimburses the top story guy for his expenses for building, he can deduct rent. Because in the meantime, you were living in my place. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We'll look at the words and then I'll speak it out more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Zed Dar B'Soch Shel Chavero, even the guy who lived, the upstairs guy who now is living in the downstairs guy's plot, because the downstairs guy wouldn't rebuild his house, Tzrich Lehalos Lo Schar. He needs to pay him rent, or deduct the rent. The guy who used to live upstairs, who's now moved into the downstairs, good, he rebuilt the downstairs, and he's living there, but when they reconstruct the...
Who's paying the rent?
The upstairs guy is paying rent for living in the downstairs guy's place.
No, he rebuilt.
When he gets reimbursed, because when the bottom guy wants his house back, he's going to have to reimburse the top guy for the construction cost of building his house. He can deduct rent.
Oh, this is assuming the whole thing's rental. The top guy is renting.
No. Let me say the case again. Two owners, right? Two boys inherited a two-story house. And that, you know, Reuven is on the top story and Shimon's on the bottom story, and then the house collapses in. And Reuven says to Shimon, "Hey, buddy, Shimon, build your house, buddy, brother, build your house, like build the first story, so I can build the second story." And Shimon says, "Well, I don't want to." So now Reuven has no place to live because his deed with the city says he owns the airspace above the first house, which isn't there anymore, and it's not. So what can he do? So the Mishnah says, "Good." So then Reuven can move into the ground store. ground story and build an apartment there, a one story apartment, and live in that, or a two story apartment for that matter. But the point is, he can live in the downstairs on that place, which is the space, which is now, you know, which Shimon is entitled to because Reuven has no place to live until it's built. So then Reuven builds the first story and lives there. Shimon can at any time say, listen, you're in my property, get out. But Reuven doesn't have to get out until Shimon reimburses him for the cost of building that apartment. Okay? And then, fine, at that point then Reuven can take the money he got for reimbursement and build his new house on above Shimon's house. That's the case. That's the Tanakhama, that's the din.
Right.
Yeah, well, to keep it simple, for starters, assuming he just hired a building company and they paid it out of pocket. But indeed, yeah, you could build that in there also, I'm sure. You could build that expense in also. In any case, so Rabbi Huda says it's not so simple. He's saying when Shimon reimburses Reuven for rebuilding Shimon's house, Shimon can also say to Reuven, listen, I'll pay you back for the house construction, but for the past year you lived in my house, you've been living in my house, you owe me rent for it.
There's absolutely no logic to that, but too bad, you didn't build your house, so I'm living here, why should you pay rent?
Because you're living in, if you didn't want that, so then...
Well, Shimon didn't build his house, so Reuven didn't have a choice. Why should Reuven have an option?
Yeah, but you're living in my house. You're living in a property that belongs to me. So, well...
Because Shimon gave Reuven no choice. It's Shimon's fault, it's not Reuven's fault.
Well,
Reuven's not obligated to pay Shimon a penny. Says Shimon, if you would have built your house, I would have been upstairs.
Okay, so but okay, so but
same thing as the first case, the guy left the hole in.
Yeah, but one second. It's not so simple as that. I'll tell you why it's not exactly the same. In the case before, you had one landlord who owned both, and the transaction was top guy pays or agrees to pay rent, and bottom guy is the landlord agrees to provide him with a place to live. And now the bottom guy's failing to live up to his obligation because he's not providing a place to live because there's a hole in the ceiling or there's no floor anymore. And therefore, the top guy can say, well, I'm entitled to a place to live, I'm taking yours over. So, in other words, that's the... Now, in this case, it's not so simple. Think it through again. In the first case, not this mission, in the previous case, the obligation of the landlord is to provide him with an apartment. So the renter says, if you're not prepared to repair the floor of my apartment, then I'm taking over your apartment because you owe me an apartment to live in. It's my rights. In this case, it's a little different. Just hear it through for a second.
But if Shimon didn't build his house, then he forfeited his right to that land, and Reuven has obligation to rent it.
One second. The Tanakhama agrees. If the Tanakhama says, like, exactly what you're saying, you have to choose. Either rebuild your house and I'll happily build mine on top of you, or don't rebuild it, but then I'm taking over your spot. Rabbi Huda says not so pashut, because the bottom guy doesn't owe the top guy anything. I don't owe you anything. I'm sorry. Why do I owe you a new apartment? I don't owe that to you. Now, it's true that if I don't provide you with, if I don't rebuild my apartment, you have nowhere to live. Okay, so then at least Rabbi Huda says fine. I agree that in such a case, you're allowed to build another apartments where mine used to stand and live there, and I can't complain until I reimburse you. But once I reimburse you, in the end of the day, you were living in, I don't owe you anything. You were living in my property, and you're what's called, and this is a technical point, but it's important for the Mishnah, you're what's called zenene v'zelo chasar, meaning you got a benefit. You lived in my house.
Right.
End of days, you lived in my house. Good, you built it yourself, but it's my property. Okay, so maybe the rental only be, you know, what would be the rental of, you know, an empty lot, like a storage, a parking lot. But the point is, you lived on my property. You didn't live in your property, you lived on, if, now, so in other words,
the value would go by property, so, not by the house.
Yeah, fine, but the point, yeah, correct, but the point is, you got benefit from living in my property, you have to reimburse me for that. So, this is the machlokas, actually. The nekud of the machlokas. I don't owe you anything. You can't sue me for anything. I'm saying Reuven can't sue Shimon and say, Shimon, you have to build your house. Why do I have to rebuild my house? I don't owe you anything. I don't even know you. You just have to live above me. What do you want from me? It was a condo, and you bought your piece, I bought my piece. We had nothing to do with each other. I don't owe you a floor. I don't owe you a floor. So build your own floor. Figure a way to do it. Put it on stilts. What do you want from me? So agreed. So everyone's agreeing. Everyone's agreeing if he's refusing to provide him with a floor. So then he, in that case, so then Reuven can move. Can move in. Reuven can move. Reuven can move into that piece of property. We're all agreeing to that. The question is, now at the end of the day, Reuven basically got the benefit of using Shimon's space. Does he have to compensate him for it? So the machlokus is this issue of it's called Zeh Nehneh v'zeh lo chaser. On the one hand, if Reuven wouldn't have moved into the ground there and built a house, then Shimon would have gotten nothing. He wasn't renting out to somebody else. He can't rent it to somebody else. On the other hand, so he didn't really make a loss. He would, right?
But Shimon technically can rent out his property for just property, in theory.
No, he can't.
Parking lot. Yeah, sure he could.
No, he can't because I live above there. I have that airspace. You can't just rent it out. You have to rebuild it. Good, rebuild it, and I'll be happy.
I'm saying Shimon refuses to rebuild.
No, he can't. You sort of saw that. Everyone agrees that Reuven has rights to live there now. No one else has rights to be there.
You're saying unless Shimon builds it, he does not have the right to rent it out.
Certainly not.
Or even live there.
Reuven has rights to live there. So how can Shimon have rights to rent it out? No way. So the point is, So since Shimon has no way to rent it out, he was not losing. It's not like renters coming to him and it's a different renter. No way.
It's more than that. Shimon couldn't even live there himself until he built it. Until he provides Reuven with a floor.
Right, correct.
Shimon cannot do anything with that property.
Right. Exactly right. So if Shimon is saying, listen, do whatever you want, I'm walking away from this disaster area, so then Reuven can move in. So, but then post facto, Reuven could say, and Shimon could say to Reuven, listen, you lived on my property. So, and Reuven will say, yeah, but so what, that didn't cost you anything, you couldn't do anything with it anyways.
Yeah.
So, good, I benefited, I'm a nene, good, I got, it's, Reuven doesn't deny that he got use of someone else's property. He doesn't deny that because it's obviously true. But he's just saying, listen, but that didn't cost you anything. You had no rights to it anyways. So I'm a nehene. I did get benefit, but you are lo chasar. You didn't lose anything by me benefiting your backyard.
Right.
It's it's the same case as if I just slept in your backyard. I'm talking a new case. Tonight I go and sleep in your backyard. So like, good, on the one hand, I got a benefit. I got a place to sleep all night. But you didn't lose anything. So the question is, can you charge rent for that? So the Tana Kama holds no. Tana Kama holds, and this is the din, that a zeh nehneh v'zeh lo chaser, if I'm benefiting and you're not losing, you can't charge me for that benefit. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, zeh nehneh v'zeh lo chaser, if you're benefiting from me, even though I wouldn't have lost, I'm not losing anything by you benefiting, I could still charge you. That's the machlokas here. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, listen, it's true, I couldn't do anything else with the property anyways. But now that you lived in my property, you have to pay me. I have rights to that. I have rights to that, so I'm deducting it from. That's the machlokas here. So that's what it says. Rabbi Yehuda avzed dar besok shel chavero. Reuven, who lived in Shimon's lot, so now that he, even though Shimon could have done nothing with it, but now that Reuven lived there, he owes him rent because he benefited from it. Even though even though nothing else that Shimon could have done with it, but now that you live there, you have to pay. And therefore, tzarech lahalos lo schar, you have to pay the rent. Elabal ha'aliyah bones abayis. Now, here's a solution which will illustrate, which maybe will satisfy you. Ela, what could he do? So, elabal ha'aliyah bones. Let me put the question on the table. Good. So let's say, Reuven knows sooner or later Shimon will come around. As soon as he's living in his house and it's rebuilt and he sees it's beautiful in the house there, he's going to turn around and say, okay, I'll pay you and I'll let you move. So what Shimon could do then from the outset, sorry, what Reuven could do from the outset then is Bal ha'aliyah bona es habayis ve'es aliyah. He can build a whole two stories. And umakara es aliyah and repair everything as it ought to be. So at the top, it's a two-story house again. For Yosha b'bayis, but he can live downstairs. He can live downstairs. Aji itin lo es yitziyasov. And let's say he can rent his upstairs out or something like that. Or I don't know, it doesn't matter. He can do whatever he wants. He can live in the downstairs until Shimon reimburses Reuven for the construction. And when he does, then when Shimon reimburses Reuven for the construction, he cannot deduct rent anymore. Why? Because he cannot. anymore. Why? Because Reuven, who used to live upstairs but now is renting, living downstairs in the meantime, could say, listen, I didn't benefit anything from you. I have my own place to live. I was just forcing you to pay me. I was just forcing you to reimburse me. As soon as you, until you reimburse me, the whole thing is mine. As soon as you reimburse me, good, you can have it back. I'm holding it. You know, but in the meantime, but I didn't. It's not that I didn't have a place to live, and you can charge your rent on it. I could live upstairs if I wanted to. I'm just forcing you to pay. So in such a case,
you say, well, by his in-laws, and nothing. What does that have to do with building upstairs?
No, he didn't.
You can live any place you want to.
Are we over time? Oh yeah.